Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for helping keep America rolling along. Now, we also want to give a shout-out to our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail back and forth to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, and the jet fuel, too, to wherever it needs to go, and our Amazon warehouse folks who are listening to us, thank you very much. And our Amazon drivers who are doing the same. Thank you very much there, too. Now, don't forget, you can check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page by going there to Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook page. And also, we're on MeWe, we're on Parler, and we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, all as the Captain's America, Captain's America, all one word, Captain, add an S to it, America, lowercase, and you're there. Now, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and that'll get you right on the landing page, the home page. You'll be able to listen to the show there if you can't hear it any other way. The podcasts are there. There's a whole bunch of things there. There's a link there to Denise Simon's website, as well as Kyle Warren's and Frank Salvato's as well. So, that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning to you. And let me see. There they are. There they are. Listen to this. All 37 people on the porch over there. There you go. Now, are you... Oh, geez. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance... of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, individual, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, what did Joe Biden call the former congressman who was over at HHS? Did he call him Echeverra or something like that? Was that what he called him?
I have no idea.
Well, you know, we're talking about the guys in charge. But anyway, he wants to change the regulations that are over there that were put in place when Donald Trump was there. He wants to go in there and change all of that. They can because, of course, now they own the football. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. So the HHS is going to be changing some rules to where they can't bother them if they want to have an abortion-assisted suicide, sterilization, or transgender surgery. That was all the stuff that Donald Trump said, no, you work for the government. We're not doing all this other stuff.
Well, the other thing that's of concern is that we now seem to have measles.
Yeah.
And an outbreak, and I don't know where the CDC or HHS is on this, but there are 85 cases in Ohio that I read. Now, there may be other states, mm-hmm. but this one was concentrating on Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Question becomes, where's the genesis of this measles outbreak? So we have some things that we need to be watching here pretty carefully, and that's one of them.
Well, the other thing is, amidst the soaring COVID-19 infections in China, the United States is now considering sampling plain wastewater to track emerging virus variants. Now, health experts in the United Kingdom have come out and estimated that they think 11,000 people per day are now dying from the disease inside China.
Well, it's interesting how people fly. I mean, you can leave China and go to another country before you come to the United States.
Yep.
So this puts a big burden on the airlines because what they would necessarily ask the airlines to do. And they're pretty burdened already, as we have seen.
Yeah.
So, China is not playing fair on any of this. And they haven't been. And yet we do nothing to punish China. In the slightest. It's remarkable.
Now, we've got a New York Dem who's a neighbor of this Congressman-elect Santos, who has modeled a bill to punish congressmen and women for lying in the House of Representatives. Well, good luck with that.
Well, lying by politicians is an occupation. I mean, it's something that goes on all the time.
It's a way of life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If for nothing else, let's talk about Adam Schiff.
Yep.
Let's talk about Elizabeth Warren.
Yep.
I mean, Eric Swalwell.
Yep.
I mean, we can go right down the list. So it's kind of like, be careful here. I mean, we have a president that lies.
Yep.
You know, he was an 18-wheeler truck driver.
Yep.
He was arrested. It's just, he was raised by Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you need a break. So, yeah, be careful here.
And he gave the Purple Heart to his uncle who was already dead.
Yeah, right.
All right, hold that thought. And caller, you hang on. We'll be right back with you right after we take this break with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
One, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, the website that happens to be an insurance company that can save you a bunch of money, especially if you own a car or a truck. Or maybe you got a motorcycle, or you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You put all that together, you do what's called bundling, and you save some money. Now, if you really want to save more money than that, you bundle your homeowners, or your renters, or your condo insurance together with that, and now you're talking. Now you got a tremendous discount with all of the items that you own put together in one place. So, the website to check out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or you can go there and find out the name of your local agent and go over and talk to your agent and see what they can do for you. Whatever you want to do, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com is the place to go. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Mr. Mike on the line from Clearwater. He's got a question. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Denise, hope you had a good Christmas and also a Happy New Year, ma'am. So Korea is a country that I'm familiar with. My mom is Korean. I lived there for the first 17 years of my life. And I was watching the KBS news the other night, and these six or seven drones that apparently came across the border was able to fly around pretty much the city of Seoul for what the ROK Army estimates to be maybe possibly up to 7 hours before they were discovered. One of them they tried to get. Unfortunately, the plane crashed, but thank God the pilot was able to eject and get out of there before the plane hit, so nobody died. Is Kim Jong-un taking pictures? You know, we all know drones have cameras on them, so my mom told me, well, I think he sent them over to get pictures of Seoul so that in the future he'll know what targets to hit and what not to hit. So is he playing a dangerous game, or is he just kind of rattling the cage like what he's been known to do. And what do you think about that whole situation, Denise? Thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead.
I think he's doing both, playing a dangerous game and rattling sabers, for sure. So it's forcing South Korea to stage some drills where they're actually simulating taking down of North Korean drones. Drones is the equipment or asset of choice these days, but yeah, South Korean warplanes and helicopters failed to bring down any of the North Korean drones that have been happening here. So now South Korea is becoming much more assertive and doing much more practicing on that kind of thing, which is good. But the bigger thing is, where is Japan on this? But more than that, where is the Biden administration?
In the Caribbean.
Which I should say is really kind of a rhetorical question.
Uh-huh.
It's something to watch. I think I just was looking at the fact that some more missiles went off. North Korean missiles just went off earlier today.
Yeah, in the sea. They fired them in the sea.
Mm-hmm. I would be practicing, to be honest with you, I would be practicing taking those down.
You bet. You bet.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Well, it makes, you know, it makes sense. It's logical. They fire something up in the air, let's take it down, see if we can do it.
Well, I don't know that you have to necessarily do it purposely, but you need to be practicing at it and see if what, you know, what technologies and abilities are out there that can minimize any kind of missile threat. So I don't know if we're doing that since he seems to be operating with wild abandon.
Did you hear the latest from Kevin McCarthy? He's offered a concession on his bid to become House Speaker by agreeing to reduce the threshold, which is now required if you want to remove the Speaker. Now, they're talking about changing the current rules that requires a majority of the incoming House GOP to call for a motion to vacate the Speaker to merely the complaint from one member. I don't think that's such a great idea, but what do you think?
I don't know where that's coming from. I did read that.
CNN.
Well, but I'm saying I don't know. I mean, I read that a couple places. I certainly didn't read it at CNN because I don't read anything at CNN.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who is making those demands except that those that Andy Biggs or any of the others that are not necessarily going to vote for him. So that just tells you that they're in some talks here. And, I mean, I guess you can change House rules. I don't know why you couldn't, but I think that if you change House rules, they have to make some sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that that one necessarily does. One complaint would be kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
Now, what do you think about the tax returns that were released by Congress? We're getting Alan Dershowitz chiming in saying that it's going to come back to bite them in the butt.
Well, there was nothing really in there.
Right.
It was of any surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of Trump's tax returns isn't done by Trump. They're done by a team of accountants.
That's right.
And they go according to tax code. So the fact that they released them and they're supposed to remain confidential between the taxpayer and the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not what happened here. So, yeah, the next committees can order Nancy Pelosi's to be released. How about that one?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got a request off the chat room here from one of our listeners in New Orleans, Louisiana. Gary is asking on the chat room. It's not the chat room's direct message. He says, Captain and Denise, do either one of you know what happened to the $7 billion that Southwest Airlines got back in 2020 to keep their employees on during the pandemic? No one's talking about that, and we don't know if the money was spent for what it was supposed to or not. Does anybody know?
Well, the monies were supposed to go to keeping the payroll going, keeping people on the payroll. And that is, you know, that's quite a large crew, including the contractors, those that may do maintenance. And there are several Republicans on the House side that are calling for an audit to make sure that that happened. So, yeah, $7 billion is big. But what hurts here is that, excuse me, Southwest did nothing to upgrade their software system.
That's right. That was a problem.
But that's not keeping people on the payroll, except for now.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, you had all of these COVID mandates, these mask mandates, these vaccine mandates and whatnot, and you had pilots that were quitting or being fired. Same thing with ground crew, same thing with cabin crew. So I think that is a part and parcel why there should be an audit. But you notice that Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg has not said a word about that.
No.
Yeah, right.
Well, I wouldn't expect him to because, again, I'm surprised that he's still standing because he does not know what he's doing. At least with Elaine Chao, she was running a shipping company, even if it was owned by the Chinese.
Look, if Mayorkas can keep his job at DHS, then Buttigieg can keep his. You know?
That's a good comparison. Yeah.
There's your equivalency.
Let's see. We got enough time to do this one. Most voters believe congressional elections are rigged to protect incumbents, and nearly half think the group of people randomly selected from the phone book to do a better job than addressing the nation's problems in the current Congress. Your thoughts?
Well, there could be some truth to that. I think in some cases, some of these people, you know, I mean, look at AOC.
Yeah.
What has AOC offered at all? Has there been a piece of legislation other than maybe renaming a post office?
Not to my knowledge.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got those that are doing significant damage, like Adam Schiff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's all he knows is damage. And, oh, by the way, he's exploring his opportunity to run for Senate because Dianne Feinstein reportedly will be leaving the office.
Well, she says no, but people have been trying to force her out since her husband died because she's gotten very senile, and he wants to take her place.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that on Monday. Meantime, have yourself a great...
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and have a great time up there in the mountaintop tonight.
Thank you. Happy New Year to your listeners.
Thank you. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she has to offer. And I'll be back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back with that. And then we'll have a special wrap-up to the show here in the final segment.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. COVID-19 case rates appear on the rise in places across the U.S. as we enter the heart of winter. In the Northeast, there is a reported surge in a new variant of the virus called XBB.
It turns out XBB and some of the variants that have arisen ever since is the most sticky, the most contagious version of the virus yet.
In New England, the rate of COVID XBB spread has more than quintupled since the beginning of December. It is now considered the dominant strain of COVID in that region. Of course, the CDC still recommends getting vaccinated and boosted. Philadelphia Eagles star quarterback Jalen Hurts, doubtful to play Sunday against New Orleans. Hurts' right shoulder injury caused him to miss last week's matchup as well. Team officials believe his injury has progressed to the point he is expected back, quote, sooner than later, with a return next week possible if needed. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our military and veterans news segment here on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with 2 locations to serve you. We'll tell you where those locations are right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And here they are right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the best way to find out about the National Aviation Academy first is to go check out their website. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. That will put you right on the website, and you'll be able to take a look and see what they have to offer. Plus, you'll be able to see both of their campuses that way, the one in Clearwater, Florida, and the one up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. But either way, go to the website, look up and see what they have to offer, and then once you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour and see what they have to offer at either Concord, Massachusetts, that's just outside Boston, or the one here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay.
But either way, you get a chance to talk to students, you get a chance to talk to instructors, and you get a chance to talk to the loan officers, the people that can show you how to fill out the paperwork to apply for a loan. Now, if you are a veteran, this is very important for veterans, and you've not used your educational benefits, you are going to be totally covered, 100%, for your education to become an aviation maintenance tech at either campus. Doesn't matter. Now, if you're a veteran who has used some of your educational benefits somewhere along the line, you'll have to check and see how much you've got left in terms of dollars and cents. And if you need to go the civilian route to fill out the addition that you'll need to have, you can do that too. No big deal. No big problem. They'll help you with that. But the big thing about the National Aviation Academy is what they can do for you in the amount of time it takes for you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, normally it's 14 months. If you've been in the military and say you've been an aviation maintenance tech or you've been in aviation, done some sort of mechanic thing, you can challenge the test. You can take the short refresher course to make sure that you don't make a fool out of yourselves, and then you can challenge the test and see how you do. And a lot of people have done that, and a lot of people have gone to work in a matter of just 3 or 4 months and jumped onto that big payroll, that big payday you're going to get. Because here's the other good thing about becoming an aviation maintenance tech. You are going to jump right up into the $60,000 to $70,000 a year range just with the normal amount of work you're going to get. You might make less if you don't want to work as much, but if you want to work as much or work as much as you can make even more than the number I just told you. And, of course, if you want to work overseas, you'll always make more money because they pay more to go overseas. Now, I had a chance to see the video of the Chinese jet coming down the chute, eyeball to eyeball, face to face, going up against our plane, the RC-135 rivet joint spy plane over the South China Sea. It was scary. And I don't know how the pilots held that plane in the air when it came by with the jet wash and all that stuff. But on the first pass, the Chinese pilot missed them by about 10 feet. About 10 feet. That's way too close to comfort. Then when he turned around and came back, he flew up beside them about 20 feet away and flew alongside them for quite a ways in international waters. International waters. Now, obviously, you're not supposed to be able to do that. But obviously they did, and they got by with it, and they don't care. So what is going to happen here is one of these times, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get somebody sitting up there, and they're going to go, uh-oh, and they're going to fire a missile, and they're going to shoot down a plane. One of these times it's going to happen. It's inevitable because of what's going on. And I think the Chinese want to see that because then they can say, well, look, see, there they are, they attacked, and then here we go. And then, of course, they'll use that as an excuse to go after Taiwan, probably, because the reason the plane was up there was probably to monitor what was going on near Taiwan, probably. So we'll see what happens. Now, some great news for the Ukrainians if this holds true. Our military, and they got the tanks to do it because they're sitting in mothballs. Our military is seriously discussing letting the Ukrainians have some Challenger tanks. Those are the real deal. They are the real deal. Not only do they carry troops in the tank, but they also are one of our best at one time best-equipped fighting machines ever produced. Similar to the Bradley fighting vehicle, but more cumbersome. It's a bigger tank. But then again, a bigger tank, it takes a little bit more to take it out. And what they could do with these tanks, and what I heard them talking about, was they would put them off away from the close-in fighting, because they can fire from a mile or two or three away. They would put them out wherever they would put them and let them fire on the targets that they would be supplied. Now, that would really be something. That would really be something. Because the Russians have nothing that's going to take that out other than their drones or their own fixed-wing aircraft. But I don't think they're going to want to throw a bunch of their fixed-wing aircraft up in the air to run the risk of getting them shot down. Now, something else, General Dynamics Land Systems began assembling the Army's Mobile Protected Firepower System in November. It's a light tank. After being selected in June to build the light tank that the Army wants. We'll see how that plays out, too. And Australia is planning on extraditing a Marine vet who allegedly trained Chinese pilots. Australia approved a U.S. request to extradite a Marine veteran who has been charged with training Chinese military pilots, according to an Australian Attorney General statement released yesterday by Reuters. We'll see how that plays out. By the way, United States troops conducted 313 missions and killed 686 ISIS fighters in 2022 over there in Iraq and Syria. Yep. They're still there. Still a fairly large contingent that's over there in that area, too, of ISIS fighters. Belarus, by the way, a neighbor of the Ukraine, says that it downed a Ukrainian air defense missile. Belarus has summoned the Ukrainian ambassador, saying it had shot down a Ukrainian air defense missile inside Belarusian airspace. I'm sure that that's got them very excited. But did you see the pictures of the missiles, the Russian missiles, sailing across the Ukraine skies yesterday? That was something. Okay, hold the fort. Hold the thoughts. We're coming back with more. Final segment for the Captain's America Third Watch. A little special something that we're going to do here. New Year's Eve coming up. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. New Year's Eve is upon us. Tomorrow it'll be a new year. Yep, it'll be 2023. Think about that. 2023. Wow. And you know, I owe a lot of things to a lot of people. Got a great crew that I work with, and I would have it no other way. Got great listeners. I'd have it no other way. Great friends, great supporters. I'd have it no other way. And on New Year's, it gives you a chance to reflect. And I remember back 8 years ago when I went up to talk to a dealer, car dealer, about possibly endorsing them, and I had no idea where it would go. And it was Dave Moss Sr. at Dave Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey, because at the time that was the only store they had, and they were about to build one up in Crystal River. And I got to meet Dave Jr. and a lot of the people, because it's a family-owned business. They have a lot of family people that are in the business. But ever since that time, hardly a week has gone by when I don't get a call from them at one of their dealerships to come and meet one of my listeners that's just shown up to buy a vehicle because of listening to me talk about them on the radio. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, you heard me right, up as far north as Minnesota, Wisconsin, you heard me right on that, up into New England, up into Maine, Vermont. Just amazing. And it all starts with Moss Care. They give you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. They've got over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles there right now at their dealerships. Clean trade-ins, yep, still getting a great deal on those, too. You can upgrade your ride and ride in style. Now, don't forget, Moss Eastern Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Save, You Serve program, where, if you serve, you save, rather, I'll get it right in a minute, program, where all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to you. And, of course, their Nissan locations now are in Crystal River, the flagship store, 19 and 54, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50, right there just before the parkway, the tollway, right there on the south side of the road. Now, you can find them online by going to the website, mossmausnissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you will be impressed. I'll tell you this much. You will be impressed when you see and you hear what they have to offer. I've done business with a lot of car dealers, a lot of truck dealers. I bought a bunch of semis, pickup trucks, utility trucks, cars over the years. Never, never have I been treated as good as I have been at Moss, M-E-U-S. All right, well, a tradition was started here a few years ago. Now, I switch this around depending on who I want to play on the air. But this is Mariah Carey's version of Auld Lang Syne, which was done in New Year's Eve to the sound of some fireworks. And you're going to hear her singing the song, and of course, she's just drop-dead gorgeous, as always. And she'll be around again New Year's doing something, I don't know what, but we'll find her on the TV and we'll watch her again. But this is Mariah Carey, and this is my New Year's hope and wish for you, hoping that every one of you has a great, 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 great New Year's, and 2023 is the best year that you ever could have imagined.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old lang syne? For old
need to know. The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. You betcha. And many of you stations will be playing this right now. It'll be 2023. It's not yet where I'm at because I'm live on a Saturday morning here in Tampa with just about 3 minutes to go or so in the show. Well, actually, less than that, about a minute now. But, again, I want to wish everybody a very happy and a very pleasant new year. We've gone through a lot together, all of us, and it could have been a lot worse, but it wasn't. But now we have to look at the future, and I mean we have to get it together, folks. We got to get it together. You need to figure out how to bury the hatchet in some cases and get ready to work with people to try to accomplish the same goal. That's what we got to do. If we don't do it, we're doomed for the same fate that we've just suffered the last couple of years. And I am not going to let that stand in my way. I'm going to do whatever I can to keep this country rolling along because our greatest days are still ahead of us. Think about that. We aren't done. We aren't done making greatness. Many, many, many more days of it are ahead of us. And I'm going to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So you can lead, or you can follow, or you can get the hell out of my way, because I'm on a mission. And that's to keep America the greatest country on the planet Earth that people are still going to want to come to many, many years and moons from now, folks. It's all about America here on this program. Remember that. All about America. And I hope you all have a great day today and a great day tomorrow and a better day the following day and so on and so on. And I'll be back Monday morning, 2 a.m. all across the country on these same stations and maybe a few more. God bless America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.